Kamala Harris, if elected I will take gun dealers' licenses away with executive action. By Pam Kee on May 12, 2019. Sunday on CNN State of the Union, 2020 presidential hopeful Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, said if she is elected president, she will use executive action to take away gun dealers' licenses who fail to follow the law. When asked if she would support a federal gun license, Harris said, "I like the idea. Jake, I'll tell you, on this issue of the need for gun safety laws, we're not at any loss for good ideas. People have been having good ideas for decades on this issue. What we're at a loss is people in Congress have the courage to do something. I'm going to tell you on this subject, we're not waiting for the worst tragedy because we've seen the worst of tragedies, including what happened this week and seeing the heroism of a child who we now mourn is lost, his parents' only child. We're not waiting for tragedies and great ideas. Universal background check? Good idea. You might want to know if someone has been proven to be a danger for themselves or others before they can buy a lethal weapon." Harris said, "Let me tell you what I'm proposing. I'm proposing, 1, if by my 100th day in office when elected President of the United States, the United States Congress fails to put a bill on my desk to sign with all of the good ideas or any of the good ideas that I'm prepared to take executive action because that's what's needed." She continued, "For anyone who sells more than 5 guns a year, they will be required to perform background checks on the people they sell them to. This will be the most comprehensive background check policy that has ever been had in our country thus far." She added, "I'm also prepared to say and to direct the ATF to remove and take away the licenses of gun dealers who fail to follow the law. 90% of the guns that are associated with crime have been sold by 5% of the gun dealers. We need to take their licenses away." Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at Pam Kanan.